out of that grave. Out of the darkness into your glorious day. You called my name and I ran out of that grave. Out of the darkness into your glorious day. You called my name.
When Kirtland's not playing. Sorry. And we understand, Kirtland, you take as long as you need with that lovely little baby. It's all good. We'll handle it. But I do miss your drumming when, and I'm sure we all do. But it's Phil does a great job. It's not easy to do that. So I thank you for that. This next song is just one we've been doing for a really long time. And I know that as we wake up each day, there's so much more than 10,000 reasons that we could bless the name of the Lord. There's one in particular, that's the most important, right? That he saved us from death and darkness, and he holds our future. But there's certainly so many things as we wake up and open our eyes each day, especially in the country that we live in, that we can be thankful that God has blessed us with, and our family, friends, just the beauty of the day. So I hope that you can sing this song out and just bless the Lord deep in your soul today. If you haven't been here and you haven't met Brian yet, get a chance to meet him. And I've been really blessed, and I said that this morning in the first service, and he doesn't like that I'm putting attention on him right now. But I've really been blessed by not only his skills, but also with our time out back and our time in and worship, and we do it on Saturday night in practice. He's just been such a blessing. His spirit is just such a sweet spirit, and just get a chance to get to know him, and we've been blessed with his. I hope you guys are enjoying it as well. Just adds a little bit extra, so I just want to thank you, Brian, for that. This next song is called Graves into Gardens, and this is probably one of Andrew's new favorite songs, and every time I pick it, he really gets excited. The words of this are just so powerful that there's nothing that's better than him, amen? That's a simple, sounds really simple, but not always easy to do, because we put things above God all the time and we don't even realize it, right? But there's really nothing that's better than him. We have a God that turns graves into gardens, turns bones into armies, turns seas into highways. That's our God. Amen? So you guys know this probably. If you don't, just feel free to get it and sing along when you get it.
Search the world, but it couldn't fail me. Man's empty praise and treasures that fade are never enough. Then you came along and you put me back together. And every desire now satisfied here in your love. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing, nothing is better than you. Still call me friend, 'cause the God of the mountain is the God of the valley. There's not a place your mercy and grace won't find me again. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing is better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing is better than you.
This is a newer one that we've been doing called Alabaster Heart. And the chorus says, let it rise like incense, my whole life a fragrance, every ounce broken at your feet. I hope that, and I try to strive at this, that each day I wake up that I give my all to him, what he wants me to do for the day. Every ounce of my life. That's really hard to do in a life that's very busy with kids and everything. But that's my prayer for you guys this year, is that each day you wake up this year, no matter what's going on, how you're frustrated or what's happening in your life, that every ounce that you have is poured out for him. And he's going to bless that in your life. I believe that. So let's sing this out. If you remember it, sing it out.
Back from who you are.
come on in. Take your place. There's no one who's turned away. That's our God this morning. All you sinners and all you saints who think you have it together, come right in and find your grace. You guys know this song. Let's sing it out.
A chair that waits for you. And a friend who understands everything that you're going through. But you keep standing at a distance. Shadows of your shame, but there's a light of hope that's shining. Won't you come and take your place? So bring it all to the table. It's nothing he ain't seen before. For all your sin, your sorrow and your sadness, there's a Savior and he calls. Bring it all to the table. He can see the weight you carry and the fears that hold your heart. But through the cross you've been forgiven, you're accepted as you are. So bring it all to the table. It's nothing he ain't seen before. For all your trials, all your worries and your burdens, there's a Savior and he calls.
Everybody good? It's been a weird year, ain't it? You know, it's been interesting as someone who tries to motivate people as part of my job and tries to keep people focused. I've had to talk to myself an awful lot this last year, and I hope that you are praying for the church. And I know that to be true, Because in the midst of lockdowns and messes, we are still seeing incredible glory go to his name. And guys, I want to say thank you for that. You know, our habit is on the new year to kind of go over the things that have happened, not just in the world, but certainly in the church. And the reason why we do that is because there is a big contrast between what has happened in the world and what has happened in the church. And I love to see that. I love to remind you that God is still in control. I love to remind us of the victories that God has given us, despite some of the pain that we've seen in the world. And so this year, we're going to do our year in review 2021. And many of you can say, amen, that it's over. Amen? In January, this last year, the U.S. won the World Junior Tournament, breaking our hearts, right? The Senate elections in the U.S. showed once again the big divide between the party lines, and a mob stormed the D.C. Capitol building while media said, how in the world did this happen? I could have told them that that was going to happen. The sad part is it left four dead. In Indonesia, they started off the year hard. They had a flight that went down, killing 62, and then they had an earthquake days later that killed 73. Joe Biden was sworn in, but Bernie Sanders stole the show with his little mittens and his mask. It was kind of interesting. Siegfried and Roy, magicians, the original Tiger King, passed away at 81, and Larry King passed away at 87. In the church, Kirtland was given $3,000 to spend on the youth in the community through Turning the Tide initiative, which once again showed the favor that we have in this community and even with government funds. We continued our series in Romans. We had Authentic Living for Women start. We had Kirtland lead a group through The Chosen, and Kirtland led his very first funeral solo, which was interesting, but he made me proud. We had Helping Heat make a delivery to a family who had moved out of a dangerous situation. There was drugs in the building that they were in, and they were scared for their kids, so they got into a home, and they had no way to heat it, and we were able to be there for them. In February, Tom Brady won his seventh Super Bowl, his first with Tampa Bay, which kind of ended all of the speculation of who was the best. It is amazing to me that he's still doing what he's doing at his age. Right, Christopher Plummer died. Michael McDowell wins the Daytona 500 with a huge crash in the final lap. And Tiger Woods was in a serious car crash in which his legs were severely injured. And they landed on Mars. Money well spent. In the church, we talked about love. The Lobster Bash had a Valentine's takeout night. We started a new series called Connect. We got new computers at the back. We had over 100 pounds of meat donated to families in need that we were able to get out to those who were hungry. Bruce's stepdad, Glenn, passed away of cancer that same week that we had a tragic house fire in which Susan's sister and nephew passed away. In March, Meghan and Harry stunned the world with racism claims in the palace. Canada's top military man, who was supposed to be cleaning up all of the mess, was accused of inappropriate behavior. We had a whistleblower come forward stating that they had told the Liberals 3 years ago that he was involved in sketchy things, but it was ignored. Prince William finally broke his silence, saying that there was no racism in the royal family. COVID marked 1 year since WHO declared it a pandemic. And Bill C-7 was passed in the House, allowing new guidelines for assisted suicide, including mental health. That scares me a whole lot, but the media didn't talk about it. Both Georgia and Colorado had shootings, leaving 18 dead. In the church, we helped a family out with their heating who had underestimated their needs. We had an Irish stew takeout with the Lobster Bash. Tuesday night in Deep Brook felt like it was established, and it was been a blessing. Phil had some rock issues in his kidneys, and he forced me to play guitar twice, 2 weeks by myself, stretching me and losing years of my life. We helped two families with food for that month, and we also helped another shut-in with heat. This individual, I'm so blessed that we found him. They have no electricity in their dwelling, and they still cook on a wood stove. It's hard for us to imagine that. The youth had a games night, which was very exciting for them because it had been shut down after shut down after shut down. In April, there was a stabbing on the streets of BC, involving seven with one dead. There was a shooting in California, leaving four dead. DMX died at 50 years old by drug overdose. Prince Philip died at 99. Violence continued with the shooting of Dante Wright while he was fleeing the police in Minneapolis. Bernie Madoff died at 82 while serving a 150-year sentence for one of the biggest Ponzi schemes in the history of the world. Indianapolis FedEx mass shooting killed eight and left five wounded, and Derek Chauvin was found guilty of the death of George Floyd. But Ingenuity, which is a helicopter they flew to Mars, took its first flight. Money well spent. In the church, we showed the Passion of the Christ on Good Friday, along with VeggieTales and Easter Carol for the kids on Saturday. We had chocolates and popcorn and drinks served to those who could attend. Aaron Van Tassel had his first pay-per-view fight, which was a jiu-jitsu match, and it was amazing to watch him because we watched him train and grow up. Adam Peck did his grad recital. He had an hour and a half of music in his head. And I love him and hate him all at the same time because I don't know how he does that, right? Helping Heat was in action again, and we started a series on spiritual warfare. We shut down for two more weeks in a lockdown right after we got started, and the hits just kept coming. In May, we saw Bill and Melinda Gates divorce after 27 years. We saw a bombing in Kabul kill 55 and wound over 150. All the while, America was pulling out troops daily. We saw school shootings in Russia killing nine and wounding over 20. We saw Israel and Palestine start another conflict. We saw a cyclone hit India. We saw an employee in California kill nine before killing himself. We saw Ron McLean get into trouble again as he made shirts about a guy with his tarp off in a picture behind on Canada, on Hockey Night in Canada. During his broadcast, we saw Canada remain in a terrible part of history when there was 215 graves found outside of one of the residential schools in BC. In the church, they shut down in-person meetings again. Mercy Ministries brought some food and some wood to individuals in need. We continued our series on spiritual warfare. We had several counseling sessions with individuals and families because the stress of the shutdowns really started to take hold in May. And we did our annual report for the district. In June, Naomi Osaka withdrew from the French Open, and they threatened her with fines for not meeting with the press, but it brought a lot of attention to mental health. There was a train crash in Pakistan that killed 50 and injured over 100. Nova Scotia started its five-phase reopening plan. 20-year-old in Ontario killed a Muslim family of four with his truck. The RCMP officer, Shelby Patton, was killed in Saskatchewan by a man who had a stolen truck, and he was only 26 years old. America marked June 19th as a national holiday to remember the end of slavery in Canada followed, making August 1st a holiday. A Miami condo collapsed without warning in Florida, with over 100 passing away in their sleep. Another 751 children were discovered in another residential school property in Saskatchewan, and Derek Chauvin was sentenced to 22.5 years for the murder of George Floyd. Pennsylvania had a court overturn Crosby's conviction, and he was set free. In the church, we had Robin and Yoko, our missionaries to Japan, launch their first online ministry there. We had a first-time email annual general meeting, and we had three new board members who were elected. We want to say congratulations to Joanne, to Morgan, and to Daniel St. Ange. We had 10 cord of slab wood donated to Helping Heat, and we also had a new area cleared for our Helping Heat cut site, which is going to give us wonderful shade on those hot days, and we're really thankful for that. We painted the outside of the church. We cleaned the gutters, and we cleared some of the trees in the back that were starting to grow a little too close to the church, and we were able to help another family in need, and Linda's father, Ronald, passed away. In July, Canada Day was kind of canceled in many cities due to the residential school scandals, and the statue of the Queen was torn down. Virgin Galactic brought space travel to the masses with $250,000 flights into the stratosphere. Money well spent. BC had 300 wildfires burning. Calgary Stampede was held. It was the biggest event in Canada since COVID started. Italy beat the UK in the Euro Cup in soccer. Hundreds were killed in Germany floods. 2020 COVID Olympics started a year late. Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin went into space. Milwaukee Bucks won the NBA playoffs. And Simone Biles pulled out of most of her events in Japan due to mental illness, again, bringing a spotlight to that issue. The Canadian women dominated Canada's performance there, and Penny in the pool won more medals than any other Canadian in history, which was pretty cool. In the church, we got out of COVID jail, and we could meet in person again. Allie came to church for the first time without sweatpants on. It was very exciting. We started a series on faith. We held a leader's course. We had a special offering for Shaylee Moorhouse, which we raised $1,600 to get her new leg braces in cooperation with the Lions Club. And we did a memorial service downtown for Sam Crosby. In August, we had a big earthquake hit Haiti, killing many. The Taliban took Afghanistan back in one day, making the Allied forces pull out a nightmare. That last day, there was two suicide bombings, killing 13 U.S. troops and over 90 Afghans. Justin Trudeau said it was not safe to go out, but he dissolved government anyway and called a snap election. The Haitian president was assassinated, and Canada ended with 24 medals at the Olympics. In the church in August, we had our first board meeting in a year and a half. Helping Heat had a very busy month. We had our cut day down at our new location. We dropped off 3 deliveries to households in need, along with some groceries at One Stop. We helped put wood in a senior's home who was battling some health issues, and then we spent a morning chunking up and splitting and putting away the wood of another family who was having health issues, and it was such a blessing. The youth purchased great big inflatable balls to prepare for the return for youth group, which they have yet to be used. But they had a campfire night to end the month, and the kids were excited about that. In September, the Delta variant wave hit. The election in Canada got nasty. Alberta went into full lockdown mode. The first all-civilian space flight happened with SpaceX. Again, money well spent. Canadian elections happened. Over 10,000 were at the border in Texas, creating a crisis. 172 hospital staff were let go in Windsor because they weren't vaccinated. And over 17,000 in Quebec were facing the same jeopardy for the same reason. All the while, they stated that there was a healthcare shortage, and they were still creating problems. Steve Murphy retired for us from the ATV News, which made it weird. We saw Gabby Petito go missing on a 3-month trip across the U.S., and she was found dead a week later with her fiancé on the run. The two Michaels came home from China after over 1,000 days in prison. R. Kelly was found guilty on many counts, all counts of sexual abuse with minors. There was 39 minors in Sudbury that got trapped but made it out safe, and Canada celebrated its first Truth and Reconciliation Day. In the church, we saw the Lobster Bash take place, the first festival in over 2 years. And for a town that survives due to its festivals, right, it's kind of one of those things. If it wasn't fishing and tourism, then we wouldn't be here. We were so grateful to see it happen. We saw Mercy Ministries help another family who had lost a loved one due to suicide, so we got them wood for the winter. We saw our baptism Sunday take place. We had a funeral for Chris's sister-in-law, Judy. The Explorers Bible Study started on Monday nights, and we started a series that was called Just Keep Living. We got a big wood donation just in time when we needed it, because God knows and we're going to proclaim it. And we finished off that month by helping Sharon and Deep Brook put in her wood. In October in the world, we saw an oil spill in California. We saw vaccine passports start around Canada, limiting the activities of the unvaxxed. We saw 46 killed in Afghanistan with a suicide bomber. We saw Spain have an active volcano causing evacuations. We saw Colin Powell die at the age of 84. And 17 missionaries were kidnapped in Haiti. We saw Ryan Laundry, who was Gabby's boyfriend. His remains were found, and it seems like he committed suicide. Alec Baldwin was involved in an accident with a prop gun and killed one of his co-workers or actors on the set of the movie Rust. In the church, we had the Moore House house fire, and we came together, and I love you all for doing that and being there and helping out in any way that you could for a family that was devastated. We were heckled online for only the second time in my existence for our Halloween event that we started to announce, which makes me smile because at least they're talking about us. Tuesday night, we started off our Deep Brook again, and it was full with over 30. I was so excited. We said goodbye to Ruth Lee and Klaus as they left Nova Scotia probably for the last time. And that was weighing on me. We had a board meeting. We had our trunk or treat event, which was absolutely insane and incredible and awesome. And we were thanked by the town and the municipality. And we saw Aaron Van Tassel win his first true MMA match on pay-per-view. And it was awesome. Awesome. In November, the Braves won the World Series over Houston, which the world cheered because Houston were cheaters. Canada pushed vaccines by limiting plane rides and train rides and boat travel to those who are not vaxxed. Astro World Music Festival had 10 people die when the crowd surged forward to see Travis Scott in concert. Jeffrey Epstein's girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, was finally brought to trial. BC flooded and it was in a state of emergency. Kyle Rittenhouse was found not guilty. Two missionaries were released from the 17 in Haiti, and three Georgian men were found guilty of the murder of Ahmed Arbery. There was a Russian mine explosion, which you didn't hear much about, but there was 52 killed, so I certainly didn't want to miss it. In the church, in November, we had Kids for Christ begin! Woo! And then it was shut down right after. We remembered our veterans on Sunday and Tuesday night services. We got our last of the 22 corps that was donated and delivered to our cut yard. We had Operation Christmas Child boxes go out. We had our Advent begin. We had the Journey to Bethlehem canceled due to COVID in the region. We did a Gideon mini-series. We had Lola decorate the church, and it was beautiful, and it felt a little normal. We took our friend in the woods, some wood, and some Christmas presents, and all the ministries outside of Sunday and Tuesday were shut down again. So what could we do? We delivered more wood. I think this is our biggest year for delivering wood. We already have over 20 cord that's gone out. Praise God. In December, we had a school shooting in Michigan, 4 dead and 8 wounded. Major League Baseball owners locked out the players. We saw Jussie Smollett convicted of staging a hate crime as a stunt. Close to 100 were dead due to tornadoes in Kentucky. Tiger Woods made his return to golf with his son, Charlie. Last of the dozen missionaries were released in Haiti. The vaccine was working so well that they brought another whole lockdown right before Christmas. Ghislaine Maxwell was found guilty. The World Juniors were canceled, and we saw John Madden, Betty White, and Desmond Tutu pass right before the year ended. In the church, we had 3 more wood deliveries. We had Lobster Bash, Christmas Market. We had treat bags that went out to some of our lonely and our families in need. My mom came. Woo! First time that she's seen the kids in 2 years. She's going to be here the whole month of January. It's pretty good because Ontario's being locked down pretty strict right now. So I was glad that she was able to join us. Mercy Ministry built a ramp for a cancer patient returning home for Christmas. And next service, we're going to honor Gloria and Bernard. for their service in cleaning the church. They're giving that up. We've got somebody else who's going to take it over, but I wanted to honor them. We're going to do that next service. And the best thing that could happen this year, really, was Everly Dawn Elizabeth Peck. I got to hold her last week. Yeah. I got to hold her last week, and we just snuggled, and I'm very much like a furnace. And so she just snuggled right in there, and I only wanted to watch 10 minutes of the hockey game and then get out of their hair, and we ended up watching almost two periods of it. But then the whole World Juniors is canceled again. Ugh. So there's been many blessings, guys, but I would say this. I would have to say that I'm pretty excited to see 2021 go. It's been long. And the year before that's been long. And after 2 years of lockdowns and regulations, this last week we still went backwards. In the church, we're at half capacity again, and COVID numbers are on the rise, and I'll tell you what, it's been discouraging. Has anybody asked why in the world we're doing all this? 2 years. No ground made at all, going backwards. Why in the world are we doing all this? They told us that if we would only listen, we'd get back to living. And no matter how many listen, we're no further ahead. It feels a little unfair. And you know what? As I've tried to encourage people, it's getting heavier. Because I don't always feel encouraged myself. And you know what I was thinking this week of the story of Daniel? In Daniel chapter 6, you guys know this story very well, but the king was tricked by some jealous idiots. And they wanted the king's attention, and the king had one man that he held in esteem. His name was Daniel. And Daniel was a faithful man to God, and that's where his favor came from. So Daniel made a habit of praying every day for the world to see. And so these jealous leaders in the king's entourage made him think that, you know what, you need more honor, O king, and if people want to pray, they should be praying to you. And so for the next 30 days, why don't we make a law that people can only pray to you, and if they don't take it serious, we'll throw them in the lion's den. Well, the king had a big ego. And so you know the story, it won. The ego won out and the law was written, right? The problem was is the king didn't know that Daniel's personal habits were to sit in front of the open window and pray to his God. And so as the law was being written, Daniel didn't change anything that he did regardless of the unfair regulation. And he went ahead with life as planned, and he prayed to his God. And the Bible records that the king was distressed when he heard the news. And the Bible records that he tried to save Daniel, but he couldn't do it because even though the ink was still wet on the new law that he had written, he needed to keep it. And so the last words to Daniel before he was thrown into the pit of lions and the stone was rolled over it, he said, "May your God who you serve continually rescue you." For he loved Daniel. I want to read Daniel 6, starting at verse 19. It says this, "At the first light of dawn, the king got up, and he hurried to the lion's den. And when he came near the den, he called to Daniel in an anguished voice, 'Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God whom you serve continually been able to rescue you from the lions?'" Think of that. An anguished voice. Do you think the king did some soul searching that night? You want to better believe it was a long night. And then Daniel answered, "May the king live forever. My God sent his angel, and he shut the mouths of the lions, and they have not hurt me because I was found innocent in his sight. Nor have I ever done any wrong before you, your majesty." The king was overjoyed and gave orders to lift Daniel out of the den. And when Daniel was lifted from the den, no wound was found on him because he had trusted in his God. Amazing, amazing story. Of someone of faith overcoming unjust things. And then the bad guys were thrown into the lion's den. You ever wonder if the king loved Daniel? He sure did love Daniel. The guys who came up with this scheme, he said, you guys now are going to go face the lion's den, but not just you, your entire family, your children, your wives are going in the lion's den with you. And here's the thing. If you wonder if the lions were defective, it says in the Bible that before they reached the floor of the pit, the lions had crushed their bones. These were not defective lions. The lions were working perfectly well. And then in verse 17, it says, I issue a decree that in every part of my kingdom, of course, this is the king speaking, that in every part of my kingdom, people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel. For he is the living God and he endures forever. His kingdom will not be destroyed. His dominion will never end. Who wins? The faithful win, because God always wins. You know, sometimes we just need to be reminded of how the story ends, folks. You know, you may feel today like, what in the world are we doing all this for? And I get that. There's being things that are written into a vague, I wouldn't even call it law, because it's against so many civil rights, where people are losing their jobs, and now people who had been vaccinated are getting sick, and now there's even talk about bringing some of the unvaxxed people back so that they can do the job that they were doing all along. If you're not frustrated, you should be. But praise God, we're not facing the lions. I want us to take a deep breath as we let go of this year. I want you not to breathe out too heavy or else we'll be fine. The world has gotten complex, hasn't it? And here's the interesting thing. If you don't comply, they will find you. But how else is the Antichrist going to have a place to reign unless everybody complies? So just remember, the world may be in chaos right now, but this is not our destination. I want us to rejoice and to keep trusting. As we looked at this last year, we see some contrast, but guess what? God has blessed us greatly in the midst of the storm. And remember that this world is not our home. So all that is happening, I want you to trust who holds it all. Does that make sense? Because he's a good God and he hasn't forgotten you. Everybody bow your heads. God, we thank you this morning. Because no matter what we face, we have nothing to fear. The lions weren't defective. You shut their mouths. You've got us. Lord, the last 2 years have been exhausting. And Lord, the question, why in the world are we doing this, is absolutely fair, because it doesn't seem like we're making much ground. But Lord, I pray that you'd remind us that you have everything in control. Father God, would we honor you with every breath that we take? Would love flow from every action that we are a part of? Father, would we be lights that shine bright in the darkness, and would all who interact with us leave encouraged? Father God, another year has come and gone, and another year lies ahead, and I'm just so glad that you lead the way through it all. I pray that we, your people, would be found being faithful, being faithful, being faithful, because the faithful win. Lord, remind us how the story ends. And let that bring us courage. We pray all these things in the incredible name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you guys and have an incredible week in the Lord, and let him lead each step of the way. Amen. Amen.